We're joined at the KNDY studios today by a group of Bulldog boosters and Bulldog supporters and Bulldog alumni. I guess we can lump them all together. It's a group that is promoting an effort to improve facilities at Marysville High School, specifically a new turf for Homer Hansen Stadium and some associated improvements at Homer Hansen Stadium to continue part of a project that began a few years ago. So I'm awfully pleased today to be joined by Jeff Dankenbrink, Bert Lord, and Deb Bloomer. Thank you all. You have been part of a grassroots effort. And Jeff, I think you made a short introduction at a brief meeting that was made to kick things off with a contractor a few weeks ago that has signed on to look at the possibility of some improvements at Homer Hansen Stadium.
That's correct. We're working in conjunction with Mammoth Sports Construction. They're a Kansas-based company, and they have done turf and track projects all over the state of Kansas. They've done multiple collegiate and professional fields. New Orleans Saints is one, I think, maybe also the New England Patriots field, but they are a leader in that industry.
And they haven't been just in the big leagues, but they've been in rural Kansas communities. I thought that was an awfully interesting connection for a Kansas company.
Absolutely. I believe one of the projects they're working on right now is Abilene, and they've done multiple others. Silver Lake is working towards getting turf, I believe, and then St. Mary's and Rossville both have turf, and I believe they've worked on both of those projects as well.
Now, Deb, over to you. You made a presentation before we started the interview and talked about the league schools within the North Central Kansas League that have improved facilities, including the artificial turf.
Yes, that's correct, Bruce. Thanks for having us today. Abilene, as Jeff stated, is working on a major project. I believe our junior high kids just went down there last week for a track meet, so they got the opportunity to run on their new track and also see their turf field. Concordia High School has put in turf, and also Wamego. So it's the league, you know, right now the trend in the league, they're going to the turf. So Marysville really needs to follow suit and look for the same improvements.
And Bert Lord, I'll kind of cue to you on that. You and I have both been on the sidelines or in the press box for a number of years, and things look a lot different in today's generation than they did perhaps a generation or at least two ago.
Yes, you know, turf was unheard of a few years ago, and you never would think it would come down to the high school level. It was something that the pros used, that the colleges were using on a regular basis, but just in the recent years, it's become more and more prevalent at the high school level.
Now let's talk about Homer Hansen Stadium. This was a works project from the 1930s that is very, very special to the hearts of all the Bulldog alumni and the Marysville community, and even from visitors. We always get remarks on the unique nature of Homer Hansen Stadium. This is a continuation of improvements, Deb.
Yeah, Homer Hansen Stadium is near and dear to my heart. Of course, I graduated from Marysville High School, and my own association with Homer Hansen Stadium was I was on the track team, and then of course through Marysville High School band under Bud Schutte. You know, I can still remember when we started our halftime program from the East End Zone, and Bulldogs fight after the cadence before you marched out onto the field. And then my husband and sons have played there, so Homer Hansen is a special place, and I don't think you can walk in there and not think, wow, this is awesome. So,
and with that, Jeff, I'm going to yield to you as far as the scope of the project. Again, it's artificial turf, but it's improvements on the field and the playing surface. It's the associated track, some improvements there, adding an eighth lane for competition. It's addressing some other improvements, even so far as the press box and some things that weren't finished in the first phase of the Homer Hansen restoration.
Yeah, I would say there's three phases to the project as we're moving forward today. The first phase, and I think I can announce our plans are moving forward. We have support. This is also 100% private funded versus the school and the school board voting to spend school money on this. It's 100% private funded. We've determined that the cost to do this will reach upwards of $2.75 million. And with that, the phase one project is the field turf and the track. And the track turned out that it's a simple, like, 3 degrees turn of the track will allow us to keep all the buildings and everything as it sets around the stadium, but we'll be able to add the eighth lane. So the field turf and the track, we can happily announce that we are proceeding forward with that. There'll be additional news on that coming out that you'll hear about. But phase two is the press box. The current press box has been there since 1952, I believe.
1952, and Hall Brothers Construction actually built the original press box.
And so if you go back 70 years ago almost, technology has changed a lot. If you've watched any of the sports this year, as I did, I watched it from my smart TV sitting in my living room live. Things have changed a lot since 1952 or even since 2002. And so updating the press box with bathrooms so people can more easily access quality handicap bathrooms, additional technology inside the press box. I know as a member of the chain gang, I saw many teams this last year that actually had TVs on the sideline. All the coaches had iPads. They were rewatching plays as the game was going on. And so technology's come a long ways. And then so the press box will be phase two, and the phase three will be the new scoreboard, which we're looking at adding a new scoreboard that has a large screen on it. I believe the one we're looking at is like 25 feet wide by 13 feet tall. So we'll have a scoreboard that I know my son's playing football at Highland, and my dad attended his first game this season, and my dad couldn't access the field because of disabilities with his legs, but he was able to sit in the car and watch that screen and watch the game with a good angle of that screen, and it was awesome. But that screen is so much more than a scoreboard and highlights during the game. It'll be something that can be used by, this last year, our great Astro 3 did community showings at the baseball field and had to kind of do a makeshift screen. But this will give the community opportunities to use that scoreboard for showing movies or anything of that nature. So,
with that, I'll kind of bounce over to you, Bert, and that's some of the multi-use opportunities that at least this group sees as potential for the community use of such a facility. And then how does this tie in with the improvements, the renovations at the high school, the extension of the new senior high activity center and the ag complex? It all comes together to give us first-class facilities.
Yes, it does. Once we would get this completed, we would have one of probably the best facilities in the state of Kansas, I would believe. Basic use of this would be able to be used by PE classes, the band, different as classroom, even classroom classes can go down there and use the field at the same time. I know myself as coaching softball, to be able to go down there on a muddy day to be able to hit some ground balls for both softball, baseball, to be able to get on it and use it in that way. I know different groups use it for Relay for Life and things like this. This will give them more access to use it in all kinds of weather. And then from a practice standpoint, being an assistant coach for a number of years, being able to go out on a field that you can each and every day that is the same is a real plus. Most of the time after 2 or 3 weeks of football practice, we have no grass left on the practice field. It's usually either hard as cement, or if it's wet weather, it's real muddy and slick. And so this would give us an advantage to practice on a good condition playing surface every day. Actually, during games, our field has always been an immaculate condition to play upon, so nobody's questioning that. It's just to be able to use it for more uses than just playing one football game on it.
So over to you, Deb. It becomes the practicality, the improvement, the opportunity, and when all these things came together, a grassroots group said, we're willing to tackle the project. We're not reaching out for tax dollars. We're not asking for a bond issue. We're willing to step forward as a community with the willing support of donors to make the project happen.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's important. You know, we can always sit around and say, well, they should take care of this, either the city or the school. But the bottom line is, you know, sometimes the money's just not there. And if you want something done in the community, you've got to be willing to dig in and do it. And so this idea started a couple years ago at a Boosters board meeting. We kicked it around and we thought, well, you know, we'd had success with the charter bus for Marysville, and why not try, you know? And so we said, yeah, let's go for it. Well, then COVID hit and it really shut us down. Well, we fired up again this last January, and you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. So we're going to go for it. And like Jeff had indicated earlier, you know, people are have the option to give or not. We would hope that people would get behind this. It's a great thing for our community. I think we've talked a lot about the sports, but my son Jack is in the education major, and I think as more teachers leave that field and fewer go into that field, your facilities are going to play a key role in recruiting new teachers, new administrators, new support staff to Marysville. And if we can show that, hey, we are a top-notch facility here, why wouldn't they sign on the dotted line? I think it's a great chance to get new residents to town, get new educators to town. So it's a good deal. It's a good deal, and especially when it's privately funded.
Underlines quality of life, and I think
correct.
That's essentially important. And especially as we look at a younger generation, it's easy to say, yes, we went to Homer Hansen Stadium. Yes, we used those facilities. Mm-hmm. But it's today's generation, their expectation, and today's world that we need to be concerned with.
Right, right. And I just think, you know, again, just looking at the stadium in general, it's a beautiful facility. It tugs on every heartstring for every student, I think, that's gone through Marysville High School. And I know, like, I think it was Bert that said, even when visitors come to town, it's an impressive facility. So let's make it even better.
Jeff, back to you. I guess logistics as far as fundraising goes, the effort is just now kicking off officially, although the plans have been in the works for some time. You mentioned a top-end price and three phases. How does the timeline start to fit in? At current projection, things can always change.
You know, when we first started this project, like Deb mentioned a couple years ago at a Boosters deal, we first kind of started it as, you know, our track at that time had about 4 years of expected life left on it. So it kind of started as a brainstorm, a master plan to get us to the point before that track reaches its end of life, that we're prepared to replace it. And so rather than just replace the track, let's go for it all, like Dev said. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. But just here recently, we've had some major developments that people will be hearing about shortly. But timeline right now is we're expecting the kids to start practicing August 15th this year on a new field turf, with the track possibly being done. But depending on when they get started and weather, the track could get finished up after the season, but before track. But we honestly would like to start construction on the new press box this summer as well and be completed. We're going to need to get things moving very quickly with that. But we feel we may be there shortly. And if anyone listening to this today wants to help participate and make that happen, we would love to speak with you.
Yeah, back to you then. This is a dual effort. This is a volunteer group that's spearheading, uh-huh. but it will still be a school project, a USD 364 project that has the blessing of and participation of the administration and the board.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's really important that the school and the community work together, and that's one thing when Bulldog Boosters was founded. That was one of our big goals, to be that conduit between the community and the school. And so this group and this effort is really just an extension of that. The school is excited about it. We appreciate all their support that they've given us so far, and we look forward to working hard to make sure that this comes to fruition.
Bert, I'm going to throw it to you for just kind of an overview as we start to close the commentary, but you've been here for a good long time in Marysville schools. You've done everything from elementary through high school through administration, and always been on the sidelines coaching one sport or another. How does something like this feel to you as a part of the Marysville community? and what you've seen at other schools or how we would compare to other communities. This is just a tremendous, gives me almost goosebumps, the effort in itself, seeing something of this size coming on.
Yeah, it's almost a dream because something like this just doesn't happen, you know, all the time. And like I said, it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of people behind the scenes that wants to put this together. And I think something like this for our school system, for our community, is just, you know, unbelievable. And I think the benefits will be far beyond what we see right at the moment. Because, you know, we started, you know, a group of alumni a few years ago started with restoring the stadium, which was built during the WPA days. And that was a brick and mortar type construction that nobody really notices it when you get finished. But now we have something that everybody will be able to see and be very proud of.
All right, going to go for one round of final comments. I'm sure there's things we've forgotten, and this will be a conversation we'll carry forward. But, Jeff, you mentioned if folks want to get involved, give me an idea who they could contact and what levels of support would be welcome.
We have a Homer Hansen Stadium has a Facebook page. They can contact us through that. I'll give you my contact information. It's Jeff Dankenbring. You can call me. My cell is 785-562-8386. I'll let Deb share some of this. She knows an email address I don't know off
yep.
the top of my head.
We've established an email account that is hhsc@bluevalley.net. Homer Hansen Stadium Committee at bluevalley.net. And as Jeff mentioned before, Julie Haggard does a great job of keeping the Homer Hansen Stadium Facebook page updated. So please, if you don't follow that page, click like on that, and it's always full of great information, and we'll have a lot about this project on that page.
I know one other thing that we've talked about, and that's the outreach to alumni that are not just here at home in Marshall County, but might be outlying in other communities across Kansas and other states across the nation. And if folks have connections, might be an interesting way for them to share the progress and the excitement of things back here at home.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know there's quite a following on the Homer Hansen Facebook page. And another thing I'm just going to touch on real quick are ways to give. And I know we talked about class challenge. You know, maybe your class is active. Give that way. Pool your money together and give that way. Family challenge. That's what our family is doing. We're going to pool our money because not everybody can give the same amount, and that's just the way it is. But pool your money together and give a group donation. So, you know, we'd love to see things like that taking place. So if anybody has any other ideas or any suggestions on that, we'd be willing to listen.
Any other final comments before we call it a wrap on round one? We thank you all, Jeff Dankenbring, Deb Bloomer, Bert Lord. They're volunteer organizers with a grassroots effort to improve facilities at Homer Hansen Stadium.